Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio, Favorite Life, The Process of Bear with your host, Pastor Cheryl Thaxton. We thank you so much for joining me today as we journey into this 15-minute of empowerment where we understand and know the process of there, that when God chooses an individual, when he chooses a family or a nation, he gets the glory out of them. We grow in the grace and the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ as we go through that process, that place of favor, life, that place where God allows us to understand that he's given us favor with him and with also men. And where we go, God causes the favor of his name, of his word, his truth, his life to manifest and open doors for us and make ways for us. That process is that there place like Abraham, where he called Abraham out of where he was into the place of promise, the land of promise, the place where he was going to allow his legacy and the nation of Israel to know and understand their God, understand his word, his will, and that he was going to be their divine protector. And they were going to see the demonstration of God's salvation, God's favor, God's life, God's truth in their life as he takes them through the journey of learning and growing in him. That their place is also that place where the Bible says in the New Testament that if we have the faith of Abraham, if we believe as he did in Jesus Christ, seeing him before he ever manifested 42 generations later, but seeing him in the spirit realm and knowing that God was going to use him to bring salvation to not only him, but the whole generations and those that are connected to him, then the Bible says that you have the blessings, the promises of Abraham. So we have favor life, and there's a process that we go through that God prepares us for our tomorrow, as he did with Israel. He took them through the wilderness, getting them ready for the place where they were going to possess their land. They were going to see the promises of him manifest, and that their place for us is God preparing us for what he's going to do in our life tomorrow, getting us ready as we grow in the grace and the knowledge of him, getting us ready as we begin to move in faith and not by sight, moving in his divine will, his purpose, understanding his word and his life for us, and understanding that as we take on more of him, as we take on more of his anointing, as we believe his word, apply the application of his truth by faith, understanding who we are and what we have gained through Jesus Christ, then we allow the process to make us. And we, as John says, we decrease that he increases inside of us. We show forth the glory of God. We show forth more of his attributes, of his character, of his love, of his kindness, of his will, more than our flesh and our opinion. We show forth God, and it's something that is intentional. We do it intentionally because we understand and know that our lives in Christ Jesus is intentional, that no one's life is a mistake, that we were the intent of God, that he intended us for us to live. No, regardless of how we got here or what has happened or transpired, we were the intent of God, the purpose of God. We were on his mind, and he saw us before the worlds began and wanted us and called us unto himself and made sure that we showed up, and that the enemy, we know the enemy always understands and sees anointing, sees gifting, sees God's hand on our lives, that he tries to destroy us when we're sometimes in the womb, out of the womb, as we're growing up, even in our, you know, adult life. But thanks be unto God, he continues to cause us to triumph and live. He causes us to succeed regardless of the things that we face and go through, whether that's sorrow, whether that's loss or grief or broken heart, disappointments in life, failures, setbacks, other things that we have to conquer. We understand that the process of trusting God and believing his report and knowing that he is faithful and that our hope in him will not be deferred, it's not going to make us sick, it's not going to be something that the enemy uses against us, because our hope is in God. Our hope is in his word and his truth, and he's going to cause his word and his will to be that which is manifest continuously as we lean not to our own understanding, but acknowledge him in all of our ways, saying, God, it's for you I live and die. It's for you that I walk and I move and I have my being. It's in you, Father God, that I'm going to see the manifestation of your will. And even though I'm being tried, even though I'm being tried right now, I'm coming forth as pure gold. And what's going to happen is more of you is going to be seen, less of me is going to be seen, but you're going to cause the blessings of your name and of your kingdom, of your word to manifest in my life because I seek after you. And those who seek you and those who diligently run after you wholeheartedly receive your reward. And that's not just eternally, that's here in the earth. God blesses us because we seek his face, because we run after him, because we want to please him. So we understand and know that God is not a God that he should lie, but he's faithful to do everything that he says. And I just want to read this in the time that we have and encourage you a little bit in this. And it's going to be out of Psalms 28, verses 6 through 8. And it says, blessed be the Lord because he has heard the voice of my supplication. The Lord is my strength and my shield, my impenetrable shield. He's that shield that nothing can penetrate, nothing can stop God. My heart trusts in, relies on, and confidently leans on him, and I am helped. Therefore, my heart gets great rejoicing. My heart is greatly rejoicing because of what God is doing. My heart is overwhelmed because of what he's doing, and I always stop and try to implement what I'm seeing and understanding about that because when you understand that you have help in the natural realm, if you are in distress and you're out on a lifeboat or you're in a forest or you're somewhere where you know that you can't help yourself and there's nothing or no one around you that can help, but the moment that you see someone coming, that helicopter coming in the middle of that ocean or that boat that's coming towards you, your heart is relieved and rejoicing happens. In the midst of that fire, you see someone coming through there and you see that it's going to be okay or you're in an accident. Anything that where you are in a place where you cannot help yourself and you see life coming towards you, it makes your heart rejoice. It makes your heart be glad. Well, think about our Father and all the things that we face and all the things that we go through and how sometimes life itself does not seem like it's moving in the right direction or it's working out for our good, but our hope and our confidence in God says he won't leave me, he won't forsake me. He is there. And because he is, he's walking me through this place of me trusting his word and believing his word and relying on his word and knowing that he is faithful to bring it to pass. My flesh is crying out. Fear is trying to take over. A worry and stress is trying to take over. The enemy's talking. The circumstance is talking. But you silence all of those things. And you say, my heart trusts in the Lord. My heart trusts in his word. My heart trusts in his truth and the victory that Jesus Christ has won, that we are fighting from, that we are gaining ground over everything that is trying to overwhelm us. And we are making that thing that's trying to tower over us be under our feet by our faith and our trust in God. And in doing so, our heart is overwhelmed. Our heart rejoices because we understand this battle is not ours. It's the Lord's. But as we trust him, as we pull down every argument and every vain imagination and every towering thing that the enemy could ever use against us, to make us try to doubt God's word and even the arguments in our own flesh and with our own fears. And we silence those things and say, I will trust in the Lord with all my heart and not lean to my own understanding. I will acknowledge his word, his will, his life, his truth in my ways. And I will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. I will see the manifestation of what he's promised me. Even though I'm going through, walking through the valley of the shadow of death, even though I'm going through the fire, even though I'm going through the flood, I have to remain confident that they won't overtake me, that they won't destroy me, that God didn't bring me this far to allow life, circumstances, disappointment, grief, and all these other things to overwhelm me and take me out of the place of my confident trust in him. I'm not going to be ashamed because I trust him. I'm not going to be ashamed because I believe him. I'm not going to be ashamed because I depend on him. And it says, my heart rejoices because God has heard my supplication. He's heard my prayers. He's heard me. And he's the strength and the shield of my life that my faith stands in and says nothing is going to penetrate or break or destroy my confident hope in God because of the shield of his divine protection, of his strength. Nothing can penetrate this place of his strength. Nothing can make his strength not be what it is because God can't deny himself. And he is a God of strength. And nothing can beat him and overwhelm him and take him out. He's God Almighty. So his strength is my strength and your strength. And when we pray, his strength comes in and it shields us. And it causes our heart to trust in and rely on him confidently. And we lean knowing that he's going to do what he said. That while we're waiting, serving him, loving him, believing him, we're going to see his goodness, taste of his goodness. And our hearts are rejoicing greatly. Our hearts are overwhelmed with joy because of it. And we'll sing songs of praise unto him. We'll give glory unto him. We'll magnify his name and exalt his name because of who he is and what he's doing. The Lord is our unyielding strength. He's our stronghold and the stronghold of our salvation. He's the saving strength, the saving stronghold of his anointed. That's us. This is what God is doing. And he's letting us understand that even in the midst of what we face, even in the times of what we're facing, that we have to believe him and trust him and then pray the prayers that we pray to help someone else while we're in our wait position, while we're in our trust position, while we're depending on him and looking to him. Pray for someone else. Pray for their situation. Pray for their circumstances. Try to be an extended hand, a yada unto them, and watch what God does in your life because now you're not concentrating on your situation. You're looking to God, who's the author and the finisher of your faith, and trusting him to handle your situation. But now you are now engaging to help someone else in prayer and support and whatever you need to so that what you make happen for them, God makes happen for you. He opens up the door for you. He's heard your prayer. He's approved. He's proven that he's on your side because he never leaves, never forsakes you. He's always there. He's not going to throw you away or throw me away. He's going to be right there. He's saying, I'm with you, and I'm with you even in the midst of the things that you're going through. But trust me, and as you trust me and you allow your prayers to be in the direction of someone else who needs it, I'm going to solve your problem. I'm going to do what I need to so that you can start moving in the place of shouting with great joy and singing with great joy and just being joyful in your heart because you know that it's already done. When you know that it's already done, even though you haven't seen the manifestation of it, but you know God heard you, God's answered you with a yes because it's in his will, it's in his plan, it's according to his will. You're just waiting, so your heart is rejoicing, and you are now saying, I'm going to touch someone else's life. I'm going to pray for someone else. I'm going to be involved with something, someone else, so that they can see and taste the goodness of God as I know it to be, as I understand it to be, and I'm not going to let my heart be troubled. I'm not going to be dismayed. I'm not going to walk it. I'm not going to walk in as if I have no hope, but I'm walking in hope, trusting God, understanding that I'm rejoicing because I have my answer because he heard me. He heard me, and he is the strength of my life. He's my refuge. He's my choice leader. He's the savior of his people. He's the blessing and the inheritance of us because he cares for us. He cares for us like a good shepherd, and because he does, we can believe his report. Let the enemy or circumstances make us believe anything other than what God says. So you have to believe that you're God's prized possession and that he cares about everything that's going on in your life. And so you can't allow the enemy or life or anything else to make you believe anything other than what God says, and you have to trust what he's saying to manifest in your life. I pray that you've been encouraged in this short period of time and that it pushes you in your faith and in your stand. I'm Pastor Cheryl Thaxton. Thank you so much for joining me for Favor Life, the process of there, where we walk by faith and not by sight to the call, destiny, and purpose of God. Understanding, knowing that there place is a place of promise, it's a place of victory, it's a place of overwhelming, overcoming testimonies that give God glory. Be blessed and know that you are more than a conqueror, that God has made you more than a conqueror. Jesus, through the goodness of God, you are the Lord.
I'm